This is an All Ears English Podcast, Episode 7, Wisdom Wednesday.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA.
In this episode, you'll learn how to use the TV that you have in your home to learn new vocabulary words, feel more comfortable with the language, and start conversations with local people.
All right, so today we want to share a tip with you to help you to learn English. And that tip is to turn on the TV while you're making dinner or maybe doing chores around the house. Just turn on the TV, of course, in the language that you're learning, so in English.
Right, and this is the benefit of living in the country that you're actually studying the language in, right? So if you're living in the US, that's fantastic. But often, even if you live abroad, you can definitely find a channel in English, right?
I would imagine. Sure. Or online. If you have the internet, you know, you can find programs in English. You can listen to the news, the BBC, yeah. NPR,
yep.
A couple of my favorites there. Mm-hmm. And you can use Hulu. You can, I don't know, there's so many different, go to American channels as well, like ABC, mm-hmm. NBC, Fox. So many choices.
So many options. So the benefit of this is that if you're there, you don't necessarily have to even be watching the TV, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're just cooking dinner, as we said, or just being there, just letting yourself be in that English environment can make a huge difference in terms of being comfortable with actually listening to the language.
Yeah, so I know, Lindsay, you've lived mm-hmm. abroad, so have yeah. I, and you have experience with this. So how did you use this to help you?
Yeah, I mean, I would just come home after a long day at work of teaching English, and I would just turn on the TV in Japanese, and it nice. It helped just to get into that mode of, okay, I'm here in Japan, I'm just going to listen to Japanese, and it really did help me to feel more comfortable around
yeah.
it.
So you were living in Japan. I also lived in Japan, and in addition to the TV, I would often listen to the radio, and it's the same idea. I mean, you don't have to be watching the TV. It's just hearing the words,
mm-hmm.
and I was in Japan at the time of the really big earthquake, and mm-hmm. the word earthquake was repeated so many times, so I learned it because that repetition really helps. So
that's interesting.
Kind of a small good thing to come right. out of that period of time. But also, I know you've lived abroad in, what was it, France?
In Latin America. In France a little while.
Did yeah. you do this there too?
Not as much. I didn't have a TV.
Okay.
But I would just say that this gives you that confidence, right?
Yeah.
So you're hearing those, as you were able to hear that word earthquake, then when yeah. you were out with native speakers, you could hear them say it, and then you know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
And that gives you that little edge.
Yeah, exactly. I think it really helps with your listening comprehension, mm-hmm. with your pronunciation too. It's just, you know, it's an easy way to improve your language skills. So turn on the radio, turn on the TV, and I think if you watch a variety of programs, mm-hmm. like watch the news, watch a sitcom, watch a comedy show, I don't mm-hmm. know, a drama,
yeah.
that'll help you as well. I mean, why not find, Grey's Anatomy about medical English,
yeah.
or what's a legal English show?
Like Law and Order or something like
Law
that.
Law and Order.
Yeah.
I think one barrier is sometimes not knowing the names of mm-hmm. popular TV shows, like if mm-hmm. you're not really familiar with what's on air. But ask your friends, ask your host family, if you have a host family, or ask your coworkers what they watch.
Yeah, and it's also good to be tuned into what's going on in pop culture, so you can yeah. participate in those conversations.
You have something to talk about. Hey, yeah. did you watch that show last night?
Yeah, right? And sometimes that's the thing that might hold you back, right, from actually getting into that conversation.
Yeah.
So if you can connect with somebody based on what happened in some show.
Yeah, and Americans love watching TV and talking about TV, so
definitely.
I know some of the most recent ones were, Breaking Bad, Walking Dead,
or like Orange is the New Black is a big one. Have you seen that?
Have not. But I thought I'd just drop some TV show names that I've heard people talking about.
Yeah.
So cool. It's just really really popular. So turn on that TV.
Awesome.
So we've made a special resource for you all. It's an ebook with 10 top ways to learn English with a podcast. And you can get that ebook for free if you come to visit us at www.allearsenglish.com/free. So come on over and get your copy.
Thanks for listening to the All Ears English Podcast. We're here to help you learn English, and you can help us by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. See you next time.